This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artist.
Activate the radar screen.
Brainwave control device,
adjust aim.
My mind is going. I can feel it.
Oh, caught and shot up the America Online again!
Ladies and gentlemen, here he comes just in time. The last radio station and Louder and Faster Unlimited present, despite our better judgment, Swampy Bubba.
All right, welcome to 2006, babies. All right. You'll notice some changes for the better. If you can't figure it out, then don't worry about it.
All right, all right.
Yes, we have upgraded from a piece of shit handheld cassette recorder to a piece of shit handheld video recorder. Does anybody understand the word sponsorship? Or how about donations to this ministry? Because, after all, I am a licensed minister, but, you know, whatever. It's up to you. Like your drawers, baby. All right. What happens when I hit this button? Oh, shit. Sorry. Rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Lord, her clit is swollen. Right. Yeah, hey. Lick it up. Spit it out. Oh, sorry.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's all just a test. It's only a test. Had it been an actual emergency, huh? Well, your ass would have been grass right about now, wouldn't it? Well, whatever part of this makes it, welcome to another Swampy Bubba Show. Like I said, we've updated some things for you, or trying to. We need sponsorship. We need donations. We need anything we can get. Trade, barter, cash. What you got? Let me start with something that's just not fair. As you know from previous shows, Swampy Bubba is a big fan of strip clubs. Unabashed in my admittal of that, I just found out some dumbass judge around here passed a law in this county that shuts down essentially all the strip clubs. Of course, they're going to appeal, and I hope they win, but it's all because of zoning laws. These clubs are all built and purchased and so forth with the intention of getting along, of not offending anybody. Well, apparently, I still got to check into this to get more details, but apparently they've expanded zoning laws and all of this kind of stuff, and now shutting down all of our titty bars. Now, I ask you, is that fair? I mean, is this not America? I hope they win the appeals. That just ain't right. I'm sorry. It just ain't right. Claiming that they're too close to houses and stuff. Damn, you got to go in the woods to get to them. I'm sorry if somebody else builds some land. And what if they pass this thing, somebody builds a house, you know, next to it, or a church, or whatever. I mean, I even know a strip club that had an agreement with the church that they, on Saturday night, they could use the church's parking lot, and on Sunday morning, they could use the strip club's parking lot. Now, that's a definition of cooperation and teamwork, right there, of live and let live. They actually shared space in each other's parking lot because they were next door to each other. All right, all right. And now even that's shot to hell. Legislators. Shoot. This political correctness and all this kind of stuff has gone way overboard for a long time. Fuck political correctness. Let's just use common decency, but does it have to be legislated? No, it does not. Unfortunately, common decency is a lot like common sense. It's not very common anymore. So maybe there does have to be a certain amount of legislation. But this whole thing is so totally unfair. I mean, you're putting people out of work. Hey, isn't that against governmental policy? Oh, that's right, it's not when it works in their favor. Anyway, boy, expect more to come on this.
Do it. We'll be right back.
hits just keep on coming.
Swami Baba.
You know what? Just talking off the cuff here again. There are two kinds of mentality I've deduced. And they go back to this whole dog and God, wolf and flow concept that you heard me talk about earlier. Some people have a dog mentality and some people have a God mentality. And what that boils down to is when you have a God mentality, you're thinking about love, peace, tolerance, patience, you know, all the good stuff. When you have a dog mentality, well, basically a dog mentality is fight it, fuck it, or piss on it. You see the problem? I thought you would. I appreciate it. Speaking of dogs, you've heard me talk about my cats before. Let me tell you a little something about my dog. I got a dog. His name is Ruff, and if you ever saw him, you'd know why he's named that. But anyway, he's a retired hunting dog. Another reason his name is Ruff is because one day I asked him, I said, what's your name? He said, Ruff. And so I've been calling him that ever since. But anyway, I digress, or perhaps progress. I never digress. I always progress.
Oh, man. This is the fun part, sweetheart.
You know, he disappeared the other day, doing his usual thing, ran off chasing something. You know, old habits die hard. So he's out there chasing something, and he finally caught up with it and treated and didn't know what to do with it once he treated. Because that's all he was trained to do. He wasn't trained to kill it. He was trained to corner it. Of course, it was a lot bigger than he was, so he didn't know what to do with it. So he just stood there and barked at it. And it occurs to me that that's like a lot of us. You know, we go after something, and then when we get it, we're scared shitless. Now we got it. Now what do we do? We got to have a plan, you know? He's used to somebody else coming up and taking care of it for him, and then he gets credit for being good dog, good dog. And so I went on out there, and I saw what he had cornered. He'd actually cornered a couple of things, a little bear cub and something else, which I think it was a raccoon. It was dark. It was night. I just went out there to check and see what he was barking about, and there it was. But anyway, of course, you know, cornering a bear cub is highly dangerous because that means mama's close by, and she's going to come out and whoop your ass because everybody knows if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But anyway, so I brought him on home, left the critters alone, you know, told him, you know, good dog, you did what was natural to you, but we had a talk, and he understands now, I think, that, you know, there's only so far you can go. There's a limit. And I wish people would understand that. Know their limits. And when you get something cornered, have a plan. You know? What you going to do with it when you get it? Because I've seen people fall by the wayside, lose jobs, lose relationships, lose whatever. Because they get it, and then once they got it, they don't know what to do with it. All right, enough said about that for right now. God bless old Ruff for that lesson.
We'll be right back.
Sometimes I prefer not to have my superpowers, if only to make my adventures a bit more difficult. Swami Baba.
Anywho, like I've said before, thing about dogs and mentality and things of that nature is, you know, sometimes a dog will bark up the wrong tree. And the reason he does that is not because he's lost the scent, not because he's lost the trail. He's lost his vision. He can't see the critter no more. He's not literally become blind, people. Don't be stupid. But he can't see it, so he's going strictly by his sense of smell. He's doing what he was trained to do, and that's fine for a dog, but for people, I see that happens a lot, too. They'd be barking up the wrong tree because they've lost their vision. All right? Don't lose your vision. Keep that dream alive. Keep hope alive. Because, so what if you're barking up the wrong tree? Sooner or later, you got to figure it out and go to the right tree. At least you're in the neighborhood. Be thankful for that. That reminds me of another cat I used to have years ago, and she had a habit, and she was very good at it. She used to catch flies with her mouth and eat them. I watched her doing this for a while, and her name was Cosmos, by the way. I said, Cosmos, why do you do that? Them nasty-ass flies. Why do you catch them with your mouth and then eat them? And very coolly, she looked at me and she said, because I ain't got no pockets. Now, in the past couple of months, we've had to bury two cats. One was one of the kittens, the one named Seven. Another one was a 14-year-old cat who had feline AIDS and finally succumbed to it. And here shortly, unless a miracle happens, we may be having to bury another one. Good old Magua. Her system is breaking down. She's got renal failure, and her body's just slowly breaking down. And she was damaged as a kitten. I've never gone out and looked for an animal. They've just always kind of come to me, gravitated to me, and I've always taken them in and done the best I can for them. Let me say this about that. For you people who don't treat animals right, and who don't believe that animals have souls, you just don't understand things. You don't understand the oneness of life. You don't understand that God recycles. You don't understand that anything that has life, it came from God. And I tell you, in a loving way, as a friend, treat your animals right. Do the best you can by them. They're part of the creation just as much as we are. Whether you believe in creation or evolution or a combination thereof or all the shades of gray in between, animals are people too. I mean, in the sense that they share a lot and they teach a lot. But anyway, there's a whole sermon in that too. But just remember, do right by animals. All right? And that gets me into another thing. Where I live, naturally, there's a lot of hunters. I ain't got nothing against hunting. If you hunt for food, and if you hunt according to the law. But do not call it a sport until the animals learn to tote the same artillery that you do and use it with the same expertise. Then it's a sport. All right? And don't go killing something just because you can. It doesn't make you manly. It makes you stupid. Yeah, there are times to fend the herd and all that stuff, but who created the imbalance in the first place? Man did. We did. So try to respect that and work within those boundaries. If you're a hunter, I'm not going to condemn you. I don't condemn nobody. There's a place for everybody on this planet. But just whatever you do, do it the right way. Like I always preach. Practice what you preach. Do your homework. Do your research. Do it right. I mean, if you're going to hunt, the least, the very least you can do is, number one, if you're a Christian, consult your Bible, because it tells you to treat animals right, and it has references in there to the fact that animals have souls, have spirits, are living beings. That ought to be obvious, but unfortunately that was lost. It's also in there the man has dominion over the earth. That doesn't mean you take over and kill and do whatever you want to. It means you have to protect the environment. So these people who say that Christians are not environmentalist, true, a lot of them are not. But if they read their Bible, they would be. Anyway, and what was the other thought I had attached to that? Oh, yeah. If you're not a Christian and you want to hunt, another good philosophy to study is the Native American way of hunting. always respecting the soul and the spirit of the animal they were hunting, celebrating it, giving thanks for it, and using every single part of it. The bones were used for tools and weapons. The meat was used for food. The hides were used for shelter and clothing. And that's the way it ought to be. Yeah, there are exceptions to every rule, but there's always a way around exceptions to other rules to make it right. And that's all I'm saying. Well, all for now, anyway.
Jesus, will you come by here? Oh, Jesus, will you come by here? Jesus, will you come by here? Now is a needed time, oh, now is a needed time. Now is a needed time. Come if you don't stay long, oh, come if you don't stay long. Come. If you don't stay long, now is a needed time. Oh, now is a needed time. Now is a needed time. Praying for you to come by here. I'm praying for you to come by here. Jesus, won't you come by here? Come by here. Now is a needy time. Right now, Lord, is a needy time. Now is a needy time.
Here alone. What's the future of the cosmos? What is the nature of reality? We still don't know.
Are we alone?
Contact us.
It's preposterous.
Until recently, we had no idea. We had no idea. We still are groping for answers. So absurd.
We're now deep inside the brain cavity of
Swami Baba.
I was going to tell you, good people, about a girl I know and started dating here recently. She's a very sweet, wonderful person in a lot of ways, and she was, let's talk about the fetish thing for a while. She was submissive, and I'm kind of into that. Not a 24/7 thing, but, yeah. I like women who are submissive, but they also have the intelligence to run their own show when they need to, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, come find out, she was into the lifestyle for all the wrong reasons. She wanted to be abused and neglected because that's what she grew up with. So it wasn't a choice in the truest sense of the word. It was a continuation of a bad pattern. And so many times I have run into this situation that people are into various fetishes and lifestyle choices for all the wrong reasons. Look, you got to understand the psychological, and yes, believe it or not, believe it or leave it alone, the spiritual reasons behind it. Why are you that way? Why do you have a preference toward that? And there's more than one way to express it. Everything does not have to be expressed through sex. Excuse me, but it does not. And we have too many predators out there who are just feeding their own lust and doing this thing for all the wrong reasons. They just want to hurt somebody. They want to abuse and neglect somebody. Look, you can have a loving dom-sub relationship, whatever kind of relationship you want, and it still be loving, it still be committed, it still be romantic. Hello? I can't be, and I know I'm not, the only one who gets this. Think about it.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Easy for me to say because I speak fluent Babylonian. But anyway, there's another old hymn that says, give me that old-time religion. Well, if they knew how old it was and what kind of religion it was, they wouldn't accept it now, would they? There's an old saying, an old tradition that comes from the Bible, talking about fundamentalist Christians these days being in the way, meaning walking in the way of Christ. Some of you are already getting this. Let's talk about in the way versus on the way. To illustrate this point, there's an old joke that I love, and I'm going to tell you. If you've heard it before, bear with me. If you haven't heard it, you need to. It goes like this here. New preacher came to town, was preaching at a church. Now, he had the fundamentals down. He was a good preacher. But he had a different style, different approach. He had revelation. He could expound on things. When he got through preaching at this particular church, a sister in the congregation stood up and said, I don't appreciate the way you're preaching and the things you have to say. She said, I have been in the way for 40 years, and I've never heard anybody preach like you, and I don't like it. To which the preacher calmly responded, well, sister, perhaps it's time you got out of the way and let somebody else in. Now, I got an email from somebody that was talking about they didn't believe in God because God was an Indian giver. Well, first of all, that's wrong on so many levels, but let's go on. He went on to explain that God gives life, but takes it away. He gives health, takes it away. He gives riches, takes it away. Whatever. Well, let's see. Where shall we start? First of all, with the word Indian giver, that's totally wrong. It was the white man who gave and then took away, not the Indian. Second of all, they're not Indians, they're Native Americans. I'm sorry that Columbus didn't know where the fuck he was when he got here. All right, so let's clear that up. God, as I've said before, is heavy into recycling. Nothing goes to waste. And God is not the taker. He is only the giver. If you want to go deeper still, the one who takes things is us. Yeah, you expected me to say the devil, didn't you? No, the devil symbolizes the ego and all those things that detract from God. And ultimately, it's an illusion. But I won't go that deep right now.
Walking on the ragged streets of time, a man is asking if there is a dime someone can spare. No one pays him any mind, but surely someone sees him there a crime when no one's there. And the washed out world demands Mister, don't you weep. God knows we've tried to keep the golden rule and the top 10 commandments. Can't believe the thing you've seen. On the midnight TV screen, a nightmare sent by satellite. Rainfire falling from the skies. A mother holds her babe and cries, and day for us, for them is night. And love is just a word we preach, for who can learn what none will teach. Ah, people, don't you weep, God knows we've tried to keep the golden rule and the top 10 commandments. City street, a neighbor tried to find his feet and fell on down and slipped to ruin. The bystanders are standing by, watch from corners of their eyes, wondering what on earth could he be doing. With a faith nobody shared and a love nobody. Oh Mary, don't you weep, someday we'll learn to keep the golden rule and the top 10 commandments.
I'm the dude, so that's what you call me, you know, that or his dudeness or Duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
I got another email. It said, Swami, what time is it? And so I sent him back an email and I said, now. Because now is all the time you got. You can't do nothing about your past. You can't do nothing about your future. Except in the present. And the reason it's called present is because it is a present. It's a gift to you. So even now, as you're listening to this show and as I'm doing this show, we are both creating our futures now. And when the future gets here, it's another now. So it's always right here, right now, because in God there is no time and space, and this is where divinity intersects humanity. All right? Yeah, I know it's a little beep. Chew on it. See what you spit out.
Thought that my sad heart would break, but the fault is all mine, and darling, I find everyone makes a million mistakes. Sweetheart, I can't sleep, I lay here and weep, for the shock has been so great. I just can't go on, for I'm so alone. Everyone makes a million and gloom filled my lonely room since I have made a
of unnecessary violence in the apprehension of
Swami Baba.
Been approved.
You've heard the expression, same shit, different day. It hit me a while back. Well, son, if to you it's the same shit, but a different day, you either need to change your shit or change your day. Now, which is easier for you?
I don't know nothing about that. All I know is that somebody is going to get their ass whooped over this thing.
You hear people say all the time, fuck this, fuck that, fuck you. Let's break that down. People usually say, fuck this, about something they really don't want to fuck. They say, fuck that, about something that they've usually been fucked by. And they say, fuck you, when they have no intention of doing so. So fuck, like love, has been bastardized into something that don't exist. What would happen if they fucked you? Use your words wisely.
Oh, man. This is the fun part, sweetheart.
Okay, Aunt Jemima, just roll me onto the stage in this trash can. I'm standing in a trash can. Think about you. Trash can.
I believe that this nation should commit itself.
Swami Baba.
Got another email from a fella said, I've heard it said that do what you love and the money will follow. Yeah, there was a book a few years ago about that. He said, well, I love to do nothing, but I'm not making any money off of it. Well, that's where you went wrong. It's impossible to love to do nothing. Love of itself requires some sort of service, some sort of contribution. So that's where you're going wrong, brother. Do nothing, you get nothing. Karma, reap what you sow, whatever. What you put out, you get back. So, be like TCB, taking care of business by BTO and all that. I love to work at nothing all day. Like I said, that's where you're going wrong. You got to do something. You got to make a contribution. You got to plant a seed before you get a harvest. All right.
That concludes tonight's peripheral assessment of whatever the hell just happened. If you feel you need further assistance, please dial up and hang your operator. This is a recording.
You've been listening to the Swami Baba program, which came to you through the facilities of Louder and Faster Unlimited and The Last Radio Station. You can write to Swami Baba at swami_baba@yahoo.com. That address again, for those of you with your brains up for fannies, is swami_bubba@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening, and come back next time for more Swami Bubba.